This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. Welcome to this talk about the survival mindset. Here you're going to learn why those who are the most obedient people, obedient to the system, are the most likely to die in any kind of a collapse or catastrophe. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In addition to being the editor of naturalnews.com, I am a longtime prepper and survivalist, as well as a nutritionist and a food scientist, and a book author, and so on and so forth. But I've always believed in survival and self-reliance. And what I've come to really notice, that, and that's the point of this talk, is that there are many people who are so obedient to the system that they will go along with their own destruction and even death. And you may find that strange, but allow me to explain it. And by the way, I apologize if you hear any background noise. I'm actually in a car recording this as we're driving along here. So I just thought this was so important, I had to get this recorded. Look, people who take the easy road through life, who go along and get along and do whatever they're told and behave in a way that's completely obedient to the system, they never rock the boat, they never stand up, they never speak out, they never have any real courage or any determination to do anything. They just go along, you know, they don't speak out, nothing. Those people have never learned how to overcome adversity. They've chosen the easy road because it's convenient, because it's easier, it's psychologically easy, it's physically easy. It's a low stress way to move through life. And those are precisely the traits that will get you killed in an emergency. Because an emergency is a high stress situation. An emergency requires you to overcome extreme obstacles. An emergency is, you know, it's a very stressful situation requiring high adaptation skills. And if you don't have those adaptation skills because you've never been in a situation where you tried to overcome anything, then you don't even know where to turn, and you're just essentially useless in that context. Now compare that to the other side of the equation. Take people who are, let's say, indie media journalists like myself, or maybe people like you who stand up, who speak out, you voice your opinions, even at the risk of sometimes pissing people off around you, which happens to everyone. But you are willing to take a stand and tell the truth and expose the lies, and you have gone through life in more of a rewarding route, but a more challenging and difficult route. And you've chosen that because you've chosen to live a life with purpose. You've chosen to move forward every single day of your existence in a way that is genuine and authentic and based in reality rather than being based in fiction. And the reality is that this is a difficult world. The reality is that there are, in fact, threats against us in this world. There are threats to our freedom. There are threats to our survivability. There are threats against our security. And all of these threats can, of course, add up, and they can really begin to threaten us in a rather severe way in a crisis. And if you don't have the mindset to be able to overcome those threats, then it's kind of hopeless for you, and you're not going to do well surviving anything. So, in a sense, people like you and I have to thank the world around us for making it, in essence, more difficult for us, because that has made us stronger. And it has given us the skills and the determination and the adaptation, the mental focus and fortitude to be able to overcome obstacles that would quite literally be fatal to weaker people who have not had that experience of having to be tough or having to overcome. And I don't mean physically tough. I mean mentally tough. You can be a 110-pound small woman, and you can still be extremely mentally tough, and you can outlive a 250-pound bodybuilding man who has no will to survive because he's never experienced adversity. So as we face the challenges in the immediate future, and the challenges are becoming larger and more dire and more difficult, it's crucial to realize that the fact that you have arrived at this point in your life through difficulty and through overcoming extreme challenges means that you are actually better positioned to survive whatever challenges are thrown your way. So this is a wonderful time to actually be thankful for the difficulty that it has, that you've experienced to get to this point. In fact, you should feel less thankful if you had an easy life at this point. I mean, imagine if you were born to rich parents and they gave you all the money you ever wanted and you didn't have to work a job when you were young because everybody gave you all the money, and then maybe you were a good-looking girl or guy in high school and everybody gave you all the answers on their tests. You never had to study. You never had to work. You could talk your way out of anything. If you're that kind of a person and you went through life with everything being handed to you, you've learned nothing about how to overcome adversity, and you're more likely to die in any kind of these upcoming crises or catastrophes. And so that's actually a curse, to be born to a wealthy family that just gives you everything, to be born with a physical face, a good looks, a measure of good looks that gets you everything, because that's kind of the way it works in high school and beyond, come to think of it. On the other hand, if you're just a normal, average-looking person who has had to fight for everything that you've achieved, then you're a survivor. And actually, if you are that kind of person, then you're a lot like me, because I'm in that same boat. I've had to work hard and fight for everything, for every achievement. Nothing was ever handed to me on a silver platter. I grew up in a very much a middle-class family in a suburb. Didn't have wealth, didn't have free money handed to me. I mowed lawns when I was a kid. I delivered newspapers sometimes. When I was in college, I worked a job as a salesperson in a computer manufacturing small business. I loaded boxes at UPS on the midnight shift. I used to actually, and that's hard work, by the way. Yeah, working for UPS, you have to load these boxes in these trucks that are like 110 degrees, and you're working late at night in a hub to get the trucks ready to roll out the next day. I used to work at Pizza Hut. I actually used to make pizzas at Pizza Hut. I'm not even kidding. Seriously. I worked minimum wage jobs. All right, I've been there. I've done that stuff. I know what it's like to be poor. I've lived days where I was down to my last dollar and I didn't know literally where I was going to get the money for my next meal. And so through that process, perhaps much like you, I've learned to be self-reliant, to overcome adversity, and to stand up against any kind of a system or any kind of circumstance that's trying to keep me down. And those are precisely the traits of great, successful survivors in every situation. You see, I believe that the human race is about to face a massive global test of survivability, if you will, or survival of the fittest, to use the Darwinism term. And that there will be a massive reduction in the number of people left living after some events unfold here in the relatively short future, relatively near future, I should say. And those events could be man-made events, such as acts of terrorism or war, or the intentional releasing of, for example, a bioweapon virus through intentionally put out through vaccines, even, for example. released as a weapon of terror. Or it could be something that's entirely not man-made, such as a solar flare taking out the power grid, or a massive natural disaster of some sort, or something cosmic. I mean, literally cosmic, something, you know, maybe an asteroid, for example, slamming into one of our oceans and causing a massive tidal wave that devastates the coastal cities, for example. No matter what the source of these events, there are going to be events that happen that challenge humanity and challenge our survival instincts in a huge way. I happen to believe that the most likely events are going to be man-made events, because that's, you know, the economic collapse, for example, that's something that mankind has created and has set us up for a massive disaster. So that's going to be very, very difficult for us to avoid, whereas the natural disasters are really sort of up to nature. But the point is that these things are happening, they're coming. And so the government won't be able to save you. And if you don't believe that, look at what's happening in Venezuela right now, a massive, total collapse of government and society is underway in Venezuela. And it's happening there to such a degree that there are reports now coming out of Venezuela that say the whole system is failing, that the morgues are overflowing with dead bodies because crime is out of control. The government can no longer provide basic functions of civilization. In other words, the government can't provide food, cannot provide water, can't provide protection and policing, and at the same time, it can't even provide electricity. Did you know that the government of Venezuela has announced that every Friday is now going to be a holiday? That's because it's a rolling blackout. They're turning off the power to different sectors of the city. Each Friday, I mean, just to save power, because they can't even provide the electricity for the city anymore. So they call it a holiday, but it's really the collapse of Venezuela. In a crisis, the United States will find itself in a similar situation, especially regionally, where the crisis is striking the most aggressively. You may not have power, you may not have police protection, 911 won't work, probably, or it'll be overflowing with calls. You may not be able to get water, you may not have electricity, so refrigeration may not work. You may not even be able to turn the lights on in your home. So how are you going to survive that situation? Well, the answer comes back to how I started this talk. It comes back to you being the kind of person who has been forced to overcome extreme adversity and obstacles that have been thrown in your way throughout your entire life, to the point where you have become a person of strength, of spiritual strength, of perhaps even moral strength, a person of great mental fortitude and determination, a person who is willing to say, I'm going to put one foot in front of the other and keep marching forward through this no matter what it takes, because I'm going to survive, I'm going to help others survive, and I'm not going to be taken down by this situation. So wherever you learn those skills, they're going to serve you very, very well in the times ahead. And so I want you to thank yourself right now for having endured a life that was far more difficult than perhaps you wanted, but knowing that those difficulties and those challenges have now given you exactly the kind of personality and determination that will get you through the very difficult times that lay ahead. You, like I, are a survivor. That's a big deal, because the future of the human race will belong to those who survive. The human gene pool is going to shift in a massive way in the very near future. Those who are unable to survive, who are ill adapted to the stresses and the demands of survival, are going to be eliminated from the human gene pool. Who is left are those who inherit the earth. And I've even heard from people in brainstorming conversations, people telling me they think that this is good for humanity, that humanity needs to be tested and needs to be strengthened through this way. There needs to be some kind of a natural challenge to the complacency and the idiocy of what the human race has largely become in many ways. There needs to be an event, they say, that brings out the survival genes of the human race. Otherwise, we're headed for a future dominated by just, I don't know, pathetic losers, obedient workers, as George Carlin used to say. That's an interesting thought. I wouldn't ask for any kind of suffering of the human race. I wouldn't ever want to wish for that. Wouldn't want to hope for any kind of a disaster, but that is an interesting point about the future of our race, the human race, and the future of human civilization. So all good things to think about. From your point of view, stay informed, stay in good practice, keep up your survival skills, and you will do very well. Thanks for listening. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. Check out some of my websites at bugout.news. Well, I guess it's not my website, but it's a website that's in our publishing circle. Let's see, bugout.news, collapse.news, and also newstarget.com. Thanks for listening. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.